Yes, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. I'm Johnny.
I'm Michael.
We're here every day at 4 p.m.
Yep.
How was Amsterdam, my boy?
Do you want my honest opinion?
Honest opinion.
Terrible. Genuinely terrible. Genuinely terrible. Do you know what? Because I was there for a week, yeah, it was a stretch, bro.
Yeah.
It was a stretch. I was there for work, innit? So, like, that's all good and that. It's great that I get to work there, but it's not one of them places that you can go to for long.
No way. Amsterdam's a 2-day, bro. I think you said this on the last day.
Number two, I had shit to do back here. So it was like, I'm getting anxiety, bro. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna, even the podcast, like last podcast, I flew back here to do it, whatever. Yeah. I stayed an extra day after, to be fair. I was going to fly back the same day, end up staying Thursday as well, so I could sort some stuff out. But Amsterdam itself, bro. Yeah.
Ain't all that.
Like I said, I don't smoke. I don't smoke weed, so.
Seedy, innit?
Yeah.
Amsterdam's bare seedy.
And the food is knackered.
Have you been in them little fucking, you know, the peep show little booths? There's like a little peep show booth, yeah?
Yeah.
Like a sex show, but it's not the actual sex show. The actual sex show is fucked. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, you got to see it. It's, you got to take off your list. It's nuts. The geezer, when we watched sex show, yeah? There was about 8 boys. not fucking. Like, there was 8 of us watching a couple fuck. And he couldn't get hard because we was all creasing and that. He was going, sorry, guys.
No, fuck.
Yeah, he couldn't get hard.
No way.
She was off rude as well.
Wait. So you're watching a full, it's a full sex show?
You're this close.
What, and what are they doing? They're chopping?
Chopping proper.
And he couldn't get hard.
Blows, everything. He couldn't get hard. Yeah, he's going, sorry, guys.
Shut up, Johnny.
Mum's out. He's all creasing.
You're joking.
Swear down. He got stage fright. It's his job, mate. How do you get stage
fright? Do you know what I mean? It's your job. You're supposed to do this all the time.
Proper bluey or something. But then peep shows, jank. So there's this like, you know, like a carousel. Is that what it's called? You know, like when there's a thing in the middle, yeah?
Yeah.
And then there's booths all around it.
Yeah, yeah.
Thing in the middle, there's some old dusty women in there.
Yeah.
Naked. The one that I saw was jank. And when you're in these little booths, you just put like a pound in or something, euro. And you just look at the bird, she's playing with herself. But in there, there's a box of tissues and a bin.
Nah,
that is fucking disgusting.
Nah, shut up.
Who's having a jostle in there, bruv? Oh my God.
Shut up.
And like the bird can see you as well.
No, what, and there's, could you see other people?
I think there's a button where you can make it go black or they can see you.
No. That place is different.
Yeah.
That's seedy.
That's bare seedy. Imagine all the spunk residue that's disgusting. Anyway. I don't think it's suggested to wank in there, but there's tissues in there.
No, they're saying if you want to have a go.
It's disgusting.
Oh my God. I didn't experience any of that in Dam, I'll be honest. Obviously, I was there for different reasons, innit? But like, yeah.
Pulling one out like it's an ingrown hair.
That is disgusting. I ain't got any reviews on that, innit? I've only got reviews on the food and
the food shit.
The food is dead, bro.
Tell you what is nice, though. What? You go to that chip place.
I seen it on
TikTok.
Best
chips in the world.
I seen it on TikTok. And I wanted to go there, but apparently there's all them shops that are banging on TikTok, all them restaurants and that, bro, the line's like 40 minutes.
I know.
I ain't got time for this.
I know.
I don't have time.
That's why it's a gatekeeping thing for most Genuinely. Things in life.
40-minute queues to get a chips.
They are nice though, but it's not worth. Oh, they are pocket. I remember now, but is they it? Are. They're not like.
They're not. Are they mind blown to the point where it's like, oh, I need to go back?
Nah,
to
No, they're
Bam
a good chip.
It's a good chip.
You know what I mean? Good chip.
My chippy's got good chips, man. I'll
yeah, word true.
Fat chips. Exactly, you know what I'm talking about?
What's some lies that your parents used to tell you? And now you look back in it. Because I get this all the time where I think, well, my dad still lies, to be fair. My dad still thinks me and my brother are kids and he can tell little lies and we're just going to
just go, all right, yeah.
Yeah, he makes up stuff in his head. But yeah, what's some lies that your parents would have told you when you were younger, which is just absolute bollocks and you half believed it? Apart from the obvious ones like Santa, shit like that.
So I had bad ones like that. It probably stemmed my trauma all the way till now. What, I Santa? Learned the other day. I've got two.
Well, you learned that Father Christmas is fake the other day.
No, not that. But like, I got deep-rooted trauma from this, yeah? I learned this the other day as well. Not that long ago. When I grew up with my grandma, innit? Grew up at my grandma's house pretty much, yeah? And every time I was a bad kid, bro, I'll be honest, like I gave my family hell. I got kicked out of my first school. Like, it's just bad kid, yeah? Like, but every time I used to be bad, there's only one thing I was scared of. I wasn't scared of another human being. Like, bring the belt, hit me, scream at me. But there was a monster underneath the cupboard of my grandma's stairs. And every time I used to be bad.
Well, she used to say that.
My sister used to say it. My mom used to say it. My grandma used to say it. But what used to happen was, I just used to hear bam, 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 bam. And I didn't know where it was coming from every single time that was being bad. And I'd start quivering, like, oh, no, I'll be good now, whatever. Like, I'd start crying, like, piss myself. Yeah. I learned the other day it was my sister on the stairs just hitting it.
Fucking hell.
I couldn't believe it, bro. The trauma.
When you were a kid, you proper terrified. You believe,
nah, bro, I was so terrified. It lives with me to this day.
I used to be fucking absolutely terrified of horror films. Like, I remember before, I couldn't even watch the Fort Park Saw Ride advert. I'd go, out when you look at the TV, cover my ears because I couldn't even hear.
Time to play a game.
Couldn't hear that.
It's too Mom's scary.
Dad, I'd literally nearly in tears. It was horrible.
Nah, genuinely, you believe anything. They used to open that cupboard and he's like, do you want to go in there with him? Do you want to go in there with him? And I'm like, oh, I was going back, like, no. Like, bro, I pulled the line. I'm going to take over. Because it's like, I'm that scared. A lot of stupid little lies. Do you know what it is? Did your parents ever tell you that turning on the light in the car was illegal?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
used to piss
That's a load of bollocks.
Mate, I only found out
I still to this day think when the light's on, I'm going to get spun. Like, I know it's not illegal, but it's just attracting attention to yourself, isn't it? But it's not illegal.
Bro, I thought for time it's illegal to drive or have the lights on when you're driving in the car. And I thought, I always turn it off.
It's just blinding them, I think. I think that's what it is. My dad used to say, you keep pulling them faces, when the wind changes, it will get stuck like that. Swear down. Because I used to have a habit at one point. When I had sore lips, I used to go, and like, crack my lips.
Oh, yeah, to crack them.
And they'd be like, stop fucking.
Oh, my God, I used to do that. I used to do worse shit than that.
I used to lick my lip there. My dad used to say, if you carry on doing that, I'm going to fucking put dog shit on your lip. You won't lick it no more, will you? He said, if you keep doing that. He's serious as well. And when the wind changes, he was like, your face will stay like that. And I used to think, if I put my head out the window and change my face and the wind changes, it's going to start like that. Slow down.
No, your dad's the best though. I can't lie. He does the best though. I can't lie. There was just little stupid things in it just to make you fall in line.
Oh, everyone must have heard the one. Somehow that one student went to every school in the world and swung on his chair and broke his head.
No.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did that when you're going
swing
like
him
that.
In the chair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Swung on a chair and cracked his head open. I'll do you. Really.
No one's ever done that.
No one's ever
Another
done
one,
that.
Carrots help you.
Eyesight. I think that's real.
I don't think that's real. No, we've got to check.
It's not a myth that carrots improve your night vision.
Yeah, night vision. Yeah, help you see in the dark.
Yeah, it's a myth that they give you amazing night vision, but it does improve your night vision. Yeah. Yeah, healthy vision.
Vitamin A supports more.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's true.
Oh.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Broccoli.
Broccoli, same.
Yeah.
Bang. You get vegetable. Like a pan fried broccoli with soy sauce.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's your favorite fruit?
Pineapple.
Mine's cherry tomato.
Is it?
Swear down.
Well, you could just scramble it like that.
Oh, mate. In my fridge, whenever I come home, I
Cold
open the door.
I can't lie. But I don't know.
I think they're a pucker.
It tastes a bit bland.
Nah. When I'm eating them though, it sounds jank to say. When I'm eating them though, after I've eaten them, if I haven't got the bits out of my teeth, my mouth starts to taste a bit like dirty pussy.
What the fuck?
Swear
Did
down.
You just...
It has that,
what
like,
are you saying?
It has that like coppery bloody taste.
What the fuck are you saying?
Mum's life, it's like an aftertaste. It's jank.
You just told me. My mouth... Bro, what are you just... What are you just...
Like, you know, it's like acidic and like cuts your tongue a little bit. You've had too many tomatoes. That's what it
My mouth
like.
Starts to taste.
A bit like Jack bit Minge. Like yeah. Swear down.
You know all about that, innit?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've had some terrible.
Yeah, I have. I've had some terrible ones.
Yeah. Johnny's run into some bad ones, man.
What other things did my mum and dad tell me?
I can't lie, there's not much for me. Like, obviously, Santa, Tooth Fairy, all that nonsense.
Yeah, I used to believe in the Tooth Fairy.
I told my nephew from early, none of this is real, bro.
I used to believe Santa until I woke up in the middle of the night in my old house. I was like 10, 9. Yeah. Went into the front room. My dad's eating the biscuits that we left out for Santa. Just eating them. Blatantly. And after that, I stopped believing in him.
Well, we know it is now.
We know it is now.
I can't lie. I don't even know when I stopped believing it, but it's just, it's not that disappointing, to be fair.
Never
did.
It's not.
But I told my nephew from day, I said early doors.
Yeah.
This ain't real, brother.
Just let him know.
It's me.
Yeah.
I'm full. I'm forking it out for you. Your
I think up until maybe like eight, it's all right. And after
yeah, I let him do it up to then. Even one time, when even for his eighth birthday, I came dressed as Spider-Man.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, bro, let me tell you the story. Flipping out. So we had out a hall for him for his eighth birthday.
Yeah.
All his mates were there. Went to my old school, the one I told you I got kicked out. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. My sister's got me a whole Spider-Man outfit and that dress up, come through. There's like little, you know, little apparatus that you had as in the halls at school that you could climb on.
Yeah, yeah, they was there, yeah, yeah.
So I had to climb on them and that. It was lit. But then, so this is what's happened, yeah? Obviously, I've done the thing, you know what I mean? It's sick, wicked. My nephew's going absolutely crazy. All his friends are going crazy. Now everyone wants pictures, isn't it? Cool. Picture time. I've come down, everyone's taking their picture or whatever not. This woman's child, bear in mind, child's about 7, 8 years old. I said she's probably younger. She looked like she didn't look like my nephew's age, yeah? She's come over. I'm standing in a Spider-Man suit, innit? So obviously, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't have the bulge type thing, you know what I mean? It's just there.
Yeah.
It's just, this woman's kid has come over to me, take a picture of me, and just placed her hand directly on my pulse.
Oh my God.
And I'm standing there like what's going on? Like, I need
didn't move her hand.
Of course, no, I moved out of the way completely, but then
you're
obviously
just there for a bit.
She's gone like, that crazy. 10 more seconds of this and I'm going to get angry. No. So I'm panicking at this point, innit? So I'm like, moved out of the way and she's like this. Obviously, she's just trying to go like that so she can like...
Yeah, innocently, yeah,
innocently,
of course,
like,
yeah.
Hold Spider-Man, do you know what I mean? But then literally. Obviously, as I've moved out of the way, bro, she's like, come close, because she's felt that she can't, like she's not close to Spider-Man anymore. Yeah, she's moved over again and put it straight back there, and a picture's been taken, bro.
Oh my God.
As soon as
God.
She's done it, there's a picture of me, obviously can't see my face, in the Spider-Man suit.
You can't see your face.
Little girl's got my fucking bulge in a death grip. Bro, it exists.
Oh my God, bro.
I couldn't believe it, bro. I couldn't believe it. I was panicking.
I get that deleted, wiped off.
I was panicking. It's the little girl's mum. And she's like laughing at it, whatever not. And I'm like, yeah, it was funny, whatever not. But I'm thinking like, you need to delete
that.
Yeah,
fuck that. That made me feel uncomfortable.
I was so uncomfortable, bro. As soon as that was done, I just went upstairs and changed.
Cried.
I was so upset, bro.
Had a wank.
That is a horrible feeling, you know.
Horrible, I bet.
Oh, I bet. I don't know how, I just remember that now.
Like, I even feel weird sometimes about like, even as my niece and she's like 4, she's like, can I have a kiss? And like, she'll kiss me on the lips. I feel like she's getting a bit old for that.
I hear it.
You know what I mean? You're getting a bit
old for that. I don't know if it's us. The other day I saw, that's an interesting point, yeah. The other day I saw a video. I don't even know, you might have seen it, but there was this like, this family and there was a dad and a daughter. And the daughter's like run up to the dad and she's like jumped on him when he's sitting down and he's like grabbed her like that and then give him a kiss, whatever not.
How
daddy,
old's
daddy. About 10, 10, 11.
Yeah, a bit weird.
Looked about 10, 11. And then everyone underneath is like, some people are like, oh, the world's out of touch with affection these days. And then other people are like, oh, that's mad
that
what you've
though,
done. Yeah.
That's mad doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think
running up and giving him a hug and maybe giving him one kiss.
Yeah,
that's all right.
I felt in my head when I watched it, yeah. I felt uncomfortable.
Was he getting his fingers in the till?
Fucking
on the back entrance. Innit?
He was bro, it was like this. And he did give her a tap as well when she got
no,
up.
He didn't.
I swear to you, I could try and find a video for you.
Oh
but,
my God.
But genuinely, yeah, I was reading all the comments and I was thinking, oh, I wonder if that's like, was that normal? Like, I don't know if my parents didn't like get any love from their parents. Like, I can't lie, my family's like a strictly like militant family.
Yeah, same.
I can't remember the last time I've hugged my mum.
Oh no, I hug my mum all the time.
It's mad, isn't it? I think, do you remember that time? You won't remember this. I think you might anyway. The other, like this was like 2 years ago, I'd say. I was sitting on my sofa and I was having a conversation with someone, can't remember who it is. And then we was talking and I was like, it made me basically realize that I have not touched a member of my family in years. Like
where?
Physically touched.
Where?
I don't know.
I haven't so touched, then, not even like a, wait, come here.
The last time, I can tell you the last time I touched my mom. It was during lockdown at my sister's birthday, and I put my arm over my mum to take a picture. That was the last time I touched her.
Really?
Yeah, that was lockdown.
Why?
I realize that it's not them. It's actually me. I think I'm messed up.
I even hug my dad sometimes. Like when I come back from like a trip or something, he don't know how to do it, baby, but good to have you back, son.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's it.
Cause you know he's a bit like he's hard as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I think it's me, you know. And I remember I voice noted you one time, and I was like, Johnny, do you hug your mum?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
And then you was like, what? And you voice noted me back. You was out. You was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Do I hug my mum? What a stupid question.
So I was like, I voice noted it back, and I'm do you hug your mum? do you hug your mum? Like in general, do you just hug her? And he's like, then you explained to me, he was like, well, yeah, like, so, like I actually do.
Yeah, yeah. When I enter a room or something, yeah, she's like, cooking or something, I can't be around and hug her.
Yeah. Do you know how mad that is for me? I can't imagine doing that.
No, I'm definitely more like touching.
No, but that's what I'm saying is I'm not normal.
Why do you reckon that is?
I think I grew up that way, like a militant guy. Like no, genuinely.
Sounds like you're a savage.
I mean to my family, I'm like, like proper militant guy, like my grandma, yeah.
Is there anyone else that in your family?
No. So it made me realize that it's just me. When I grew up with my grandma, yeah, I used to, like, me and my sister used to come through the door, and like we used to walk through the door, and my sister used to be like, oh, hi grandma, whatever not, and my grandma would start making conversation with her. If I walked through the door and I went, hi grandma, she'll go.
Why?
Genuinely, she just does it. She just did it. And I used to try and make combo with her.
Do you reckon it's because you're a man?
Yeah.
And not a woman, yeah.
Yeah. Literally, she'd never do anything nice in front of me. If she wanted to give me money, she'd never hand it to me. She'd give it to my mum and tell my mum to give it to me.
Is it? Why is that?
Don't know. I grew up like, no, I was a little lonely kid, bro. I grew up, no affection.
Mad.
Like, not like nothing, nothing.
No, is that why you don't like affection now?
It might be like, I'm tapping into-
I love affection.
Like, I'm fully tapping into my inner self when I talk about this, yeah, because I really want to know what, like, why yeah, I'm like that now. Why am I like that now? Like I used to, like I don't genuinely don't like being touched.
Yeah, I know you don't. What, even by your boys?
Nah, different.
Yeah, because it's not like a
yeah different. Don't mind that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Well, if anything, that sounds mad. It sounds weird, but like if anything, yeah, I'm gonna say it. Shut up. I like being touched by my boys. Like. But you get what I'm trying to say.
I like you saying.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, I like that. Like, you know what I mean? Give a good little out. Yeah. See you later. Hello. Whatever. Especially if you're having a moment, if you're out with your pals or you're on holiday. Good times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to hug your mates and that.
100%.
I like that. I like that stuff. But
you
like,
got to have brotherly love.
You got to have brotherly love. That keeps me going, bro. Yeah. At least I got that. I think I like that part. Anything else?
Even though I've been in a relationship, so have you. And I do love that affection and stuff. I can't lie, when you're single, you get proper close to your mates, like proper.
Yeah,
like,
more. Yeah,
than
more.
What you would if you had a girl.
Yeah.
And like, bro, I tell my mates I love them all the time.
Yeah, yeah. It's normal. It's difficult
like,
sometimes.
You're a weirdo though, if you can't tell your mates you love you. Well, it's a bit gay, bro. Like,
yeah, nah, I don't
talking
do
about, bro.
No, yeah, I say I love them. I tell my
mates I'm proud of them all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Give them a hug.
Yeah.
I've even kissed my mates on the cheek sometimes when I'm drunk.
Yeah, I hear it. It's
wash that mate. I love you, my brother.
Love you, mate. Bro. Yeah, you know what I mean. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I just outside of that, I can't lie. I need to figure it out.
You do.
I might need to go counselling.
Do it.
Is that no? But
that's
a
weird habit you have. To be fair.
What?
That's a weird habit.
That is a weird habit.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I.
It's not that weird. I have some fucking terrible habits. Like I've got OCD in it, so some of my habits make me feel like I'm an absolute.
Crazy person, yeah.
Yeah. They've got better as I've got older because I've learned to deal with it.
Deal with it, yeah.
But, bruv, I used to not be able to go sleep until I'd gone downstairs to the back door and locked it four times. I have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, lock it, 5, and I hold it there and let go. And I have to see if it feels all right. And more time it wouldn't, because with OCD now I've learned, the more you actually do the habit, the more you fuel it, and then it's a cycle. I used to go upstairs and tell myself, don't go back downstairs, please. And I'd be fighting it in my head. And I'd be like, I have to, otherwise something's gonna happen. That's just like a weird anxiety feeling on me. Go do it again. To the point where I broke the door lock over years. So on our back door for years, we got an extension now. But for years, there was no lock on our back door because of me.
because you just kept on.
And like the next door had to close four times, and that had to be closed, the door to the stairs. When I clean my teeth, I still do this now. I clean my teeth and I spit four times. I have to do it four times. Out my window before I go to bed, I have to open my window and spit. It's not about the actual spitting. It's just,
you have
the number ritual, thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise I can't relax.
Is it?
Weird habits. I used to do a proper weird one. Fucking hell. Like when I was like younger and I really didn't know what was going on in my head. I was like eight. I fucking used to keep Joe up all the time. Cause I used to do this thing. Yeah. No one actually knows this. Yeah. So I used to do this thing where I used to try and save a good memory. So my thoughts are dark, innit? I used to lay in bed and think about my mum and dad dying in a car crash a lot.
Oh, mate.
Like I used to think about my mum and dad dying and not being there when I was like 11. And I used to try and, all I could think about is that. So I'd just be wide awake and then I'd try get a good thought. So I'd say to myself, go. I'd say, go. Think of a good thought, like something happy. Stop. And try, for me, that was solidifying that thought. In that go stop was thingy. But like I said, OCD, the more you do it, the more you fuel the problem.
Yeah.
And all it would do is just make me all night be going, go, stop. Go, stop. Like I was insane. And Joe used to say to me, what the fuck are you? Well, he didn't say what the fuck. But he said that at 10. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, shut up. And I couldn't. I had to, otherwise if I didn't do that, then my mum and dad are going to die.
Yeah. Is it?
I used to even do something like where I used to do four whistles. I used to go, and if it didn't feel right in my mouth, I did it all night, like long.
Oh my
God. That was exhausting. Yes. To the point where my mum took me to a shrink because she thought I was nutty.
Just
And my mum was like, yeah, you might, when I said I've got voices in my head that kind of tell me what to do, obviously that was the wrong way to describe it.
Yeah.
She was, he thought I had schizophrenia.
Oh my God.
And I tell my mum, I have not got that. It's not like voices, it's my own voice telling me I got, like, it's a feeling.
It's a feeling, yeah.
It's a lot better now. I think with just mental health, you need to understand your own things, but I've got some fucking weird habits. But they're just normal now. Like,
that's full OCD. Yeah. That's full on OCD.
Proper.
Oh my God.
Proper bad. But oh, the one I still do now, I've got two bedside tables to my bed. Obviously, they're both wood. And I'll think about something like my dad getting cancer again. And I'll be like, oh, I'd open my eyes, touch that, fingers crossed, and I go back to sleep. Have to do it. Even though I know, I tell myself, I said, nothing's going to happen. He's not going to die. He's not going to get cancer. I know these thoughts are wrong. It's just more the feeling in my chest of like,
yeah. It has to be done.
Oh, well, I might as well do it. What am I fighting?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It takes 2 seconds, but it's like, it gets the thought out of my head.
Oh, mate.
Weird habits.
That is a...
It's longest traded. And my OCD is not even bad. Some people's, I know. Mine is really bad. I can't lie, but...
I feel like now.
No, I deal with it more, but I'm 25, bruv.
Yeah. To be fair, you work through it, you know what I mean?
When I was in a relationship, I prefer X this year, when I was with Olivia. Fucking when we was first together, because I didn't really know what I had. I knew I had OCD, but I didn't know like to the extent of what I had, where it makes you feel guilty and you beat yourself up over stuff that you didn't even do because the voice in your head is telling you you're such a bad person.
Mm.
And I remember one time I walked past this girl in Uxbridge High Street. She was 10 out of 10. And fucking I was looking at her and then as she walked past, she made eye contact with me as well. As soon as she did, I thought, oh my God, why have we just looked at each other? We crossed eyes. And the whole fucking rest of 2 weeks, I had so much guilt on me because my own brain and OCD was telling me you just cheated, basically. You're such a bad person. If you have the potential to do that, you'd probably cheat if you was drunk on holiday, blah, blah, blah. All these voices in my head telling me this, that, whatever, to the point of where I don't even want to cuddle her in bed because I feel unbelievably guilt-ridden. To the point where after like 2 weeks, she was like, what's wrong? There's something on your mind. There's something on your mind. I fucking nearly burst out into tears and told her, I know you're not going to care about this. I know you're not going to care. I was like, I ain't in it. I was like, no, you're not going to care, yeah. But the other day, when I walked past, I looked at another girl and she looked back at me. She almost started laughing. She was like, so?
Yeah.
She was like, I don't care. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, thank fuck you don't care. She was like, why would I care? I was like, because I've been beating myself up so much for that shit. She was like, you don't need to tell. And I kind of, in a way, when I look at it now, probably made it a bit difficult for her because it was like a reoccurring thing where she'd now know that's my OCD. But I'd have to bring it up or tell her if something like that happened.
Yeah.
Even though, like, because I'd feel guilty because I want to be as loyal as possible.
Yeah.
Which is sneaky, to be fair.
Oh, mate.
Just, it was my OCD. I wouldn't do that now, obviously. You can look at who you want.
Yeah,
you can. Like, if she'd go out and look at boys, I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but if you did it.
And I just feel bad for it.
That's deeper, you know. That's actually deeper.
used to drive me insane.
No, he just, you know, he said, look, first 25 minutes, if someone clicked on this for the first time, yeah,
think we're fucked.
We think we are finished.
Yeah, word.
Please watch different episodes. Do you know what I mean? Just watch the one below or the one below that. Like, genuinely, we're not even that tapped. Well, a little bit, you know what I mean?
Word.
First of all, I said, oh, no affection. Second of all,
word. Don't I touch my grandma, never showed me affection.
Bro, but it's true though. Nah, Johnny, genuinely, like, I think I've actually got a problem.
Actually, do you know what? Oh my God, I just unlocked a memory of mine. See, when you're younger, yeah, and you first get a bird and that, like, you want, and like, you haven't done much sexual things and you want to experience that, like, things that you actually come to someone.
Yeah.
Have you ever fucking done, like, dice position sex?
Yeah.
Same.
Well, did you have, like, all the wheelbarrow and all that in there?
Yeah. I had bear shit in there, but you'd write it down and write the number lays on. Yeah,
did
I remember that.
Did you used to play games? Like, actual, like, what was the ones I used to play? Fuck, you know, like the card games and that.
Nah, for them shit. I did buy them before though.
Nah, they were like little foreplay ones.
Yeah.
So you gotta, like, do this for 60 seconds.
Just put them all on blows and then just don't tell her, innit? Oh, look what you've drawn again.
Oh, mate.
Fucking hell. It's the game,
babe. Sorry, babe.
It's the game, innit?
How did you lose your virginity?
Shit. Fucking. Just some girl off Insta. And I was chatting to her.
Is it? Just
got a 2-hour bus to her yard.
You do that though, innit?
Yeah, I was catting to
raging horn on, innit?
I remember I was 16, just turning 17 that week, and I was like, I can't be 17 and need to lose it. I did lose it when I was 17, but like, I was rushing when I was 16 to try to do it. But I only had a year gap. I hit puberty 15, so it's like,
yes, is that
fucking, I was at the back of the race, really? You know what I mean? I had to catch up. You know what I mean?
Sorry.
So I went on this bus to her crib. 2-hour bus to her crib. Her room stunk her snout. Bad.
What was it? What was she in that proper? Just was she a
must child? Have been a Jezebel, because fucking, I was asking her to give me brain because I never had. Did I? No. No, I don't think I really had brain by then. I was just fingering girls at house parties in the jeans, isn't it? All cramping up your fingers and that. How shit is that, bro?
Because you got to go like that, look.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, you're not even touching, you're rubbing a fire. You know what I mean? That's all I'd really done. I licked girls, really. But yeah, I asked her to give me blows and she was like, no, I don't really like doing it. I said, oh, have you done it before? She said, yeah, I've done it to like 6 boys that I've realised I don't like it.
Fucking hell.
Cheers, man. You know what I mean? I mean, if you realise you don't like it, then...
I've done it to like 6 boys. She can't give it to you. She
can't give it to
so
me.
So this is what, after 6, that's when she realized she didn't like it.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm dying.
Wore Johnny and everything. It was shit.
Stung her snout. Rumor, what was rumor?
Stained my tongue when I licked her out.
Oh my God.
That's the one where I said I went to the bathroom and I was brushing my tongue.
Yeah. Is it?
Disgusting. Disgusting. Pure BO. Like you're not the fresh BO. Oh, when I went to Barcelona recently, oh my God. There's these two young girls, must have been about 13, 14. They had no right to smell like that. They fucking stunk. It was like, we're standing near them in the queue, and I was like, oh my God.
That bad.
Like, you know when it's not fresh BO, like they're not dripping.
It's musted. It's musty BO. It's
they've like, not washed in 3 days.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really like strong.
It's
like,
strong. It blocks your fucking nose.
Oh, mate. Bad, like chemical, bruv. Thinking, Jesus. They was in front of us at the queue. I thought, I ain't getting on the same seats they got on. Fucking hell, I start melting. Terrible.
So you got no right. Nah, genuinely,
young
you have
girls.
No, you got
young
no right
girls.
To smell that. Genuinely, your parents should have sorted you out better.
Like your kids, you should not be smelling like that.
Oh my God.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Nah, genuinely, you know you've got bad luck with smells, isn't it?
Nah, I just got a nose on me, bruv.
You got bad luck with smells.
Got a hoot like a dachshund. Swear down, bruv. Well, no, but they did stink. Even my boy, who ain't got that good of a nose, was like,
he was
fucking
like, fucking
out. Yeah. Like, it was like, this how far away was you from the girls.
Black,
and it was like, oh, man. You have to turn your head. He was like, oh.
What was you queuing up for?
A ride.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it was at a theme park.
Oh, mate.
Stunk. I think it was Shambhala. Or Furious Bay.
Disgusted.
Port Ventura.
Yeah, well, me losing my when as bad as yours.
What was yours? You done it in the fucking school, wasn't it?
Nah, it was in the park.
Park.
First one was in the park.
Shit, innit?
Oh, bro, it was terrible.
It's terrible.
Like, genuinely, I don't even want to go into the depths of it because I felt like personally, I was manipulated into doing it, innit? I was. But she was so ready for it.
Like, was she older or younger?
older, but like same kind of age, but months apart, yeah, I'd say. Yeah. And when I got to the park, I was so overwhelmed. I just had no like control of what I was doing.
She was shaking.
Yeah, she done it all for me.
Parker.
And I was like, yeah, this is sweet. But yeah, she passed away now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Deeper.
How did she die?
Oh, mate, do you actually want to know? She was, you ever heard of a place called, people know about this, a Harrow Viewpoint. You know where Harrow Viewpoint
is? Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay, cool. She died there. So she used to work at Nando's near...
Harrow?
Near, sort of call it that. Kind of near me as well. And yeah. And then, yeah, she went, her boyfriend picked her up, Honda, drove to Harrow Viewpoint on that, whatever not. Probably something that they normally do every day. Probably smoked up there. You know how people would smoke up there, whatever not. Chill, cars are on, you can see the view and that. And they fell asleep in the car. And the heating was on in the car, right? And I think either all the emissions and that were not good in the cars. The car was quite older. And they got carbon monoxide poisoning from the heating. Hell. Both died in their sleep.
Oh my days.
Got found in the morning, cars steaming up. Engine's just been on all night, all the way through to the morning. Just found there.
Fucking hell, that's terrible.
How bad is that, innit?
Yeah, did I tell you the story of when the carbon monoxide alarm went off of mine and my dad told me to fix up? Sure, I told you.
Yeah, you did.
I said that on a podcast.
No.
I must have said it on a podcast.
You didn't. You told me outside.
Listen to my dad, yeah. So, my mum and dad were away for the weekend. I think they was in fucking Torquay, yeah, or Cornwall, something like that. So it's just me and my brother in the house. And so it's about 1 a.m. and all the smoke alarms start going off in my house. So I'm thinking, what the fuck? Like every single one's going off. So I've gone and looked, checked the house. Obviously, there's no fire. There's no smoke. Thinking, what the fuck? Trying to press the things. They're not going off. I've then rang my dad. I was like, Dad, all the carbon monoxide alarms are going off in the house. Like, should I call like the gas people? Yes, and that? And he was like, no, don't be fucking silly. He was like, I said, it's an annual test. they do it for an annual test. They want to make sure, they'll go off in a minute. Half an hour later, nothing's gone off. Me and Joe are waiting in the garden because I think, what the fuck does he know? Yeah. It's clearly carbon monoxide and the thing. I've called the gas up people like myself, said, yeah, all my alarm's going off, blah, 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 blah. Geezer's come around, looked at the boiler, there's all soot on top of the boiler. He was like, yeah, your whole house is full of carbon monoxide. He said, open all the windows, et cetera, et cetera. He said, if the alarm's only just started going off, just open windows for a bit, you go back to sleep, like give it half hour, come back in the house. So anyway, I've done all that. I rang my dad up and I said, annual test, yeah? I said, I've just had the gas geese around. I said, we need a new boiler. We've had the boiler 15 years. I said, the whole house full of carbon monoxide. What's his response? Oh, I'm so glad you're safe, Johnny. No, that wasn't his response. You fucking idiot. He's like, you can pay for the new boiler now. I said, you can pay for it. I said, why am I paying for the boiler? He was like, it's gonna cost me £1,500. I said, I ain't paying for it, John. You wanted the new thing.
I said, you fucking idiot.
I said, you fucking idiot. Just open the window. He said, we don't live in central London. I said, there's no fucking carbon monoxide in there. He said, you just love spending money.
Do you know how funny that? He is, he's so funny. It's unbelievable.
That's on my mum's app. That was his response. I said,
you fucking idiot.
He said, you can pay for it. I said, no chance.
You better cast people around and they've told you there's carbon monoxide in the crib. He said, you fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot. It's an annual test. Annual test. What are you talking about? It's like he just makes stuff up. And genuinely convinces himself. It's never happened before.
Never been an annual test before.
Never.
But this year, an annual test.
Annual test. He's like, the bloody old street is doing it. There ain't. It's just me. Our house.
I'm crying. That's how funny it is. He's so funny, bro.
Rather us die to save money on a boiler.
Than
get a new boiler. It was like 3 a.m. I was so aggy, bro.
Hey, that is so funny. Do you know what?
And I remember in the morning when he was driving home, he genuinely rang me up and he was in such a mood. He was like, we're coming home now, John. He was like, you're paying for a new boiler, you know?
Did you end up paying for a new boiler?
Fuck it, didn't I? I didn't. Did I fuck? What am I paying for a new boiler for? Am I thought it broke? You bought it 15 years ago. What'd you expect? I only had to have boilers for like 10 years.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Like, the things, like, fucking, I was thinking about the other day, get one of them electric bikes, yeah?
Yeah.
And they're like £800. I don't mind paying that. That's how much on average they are. And he was like, why are you spending £800? I got, Leo, look, I got a lovely one on eBay. Some busted up fucking old shitty Carrera, like, with no electricity, nothing like that. Or I've got two in the garden that have been there for about 7 years. Yeah, go get some WD-40, rub it on them. Just use them. Like, mate, we don't live in fucking squalor. I've got a bit of money. Yeah. I don't mind spending the money on fucking...
Do you know how
funny this is? Like, or like when I go out, like I do all my events in East because that's where all the venues are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking they'd be like, where? Or like even when I come here for the podcast, yeah. This is where the studio is.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going then? Oh, Hoxton for a podcast. Huh? You're mad. You want to go all the way to East London to film a podcast? You're mad. He's like, what about all that diesel? I don't care, Dad. It's my car. I will pay it. Fucking hell.
Like, what about all that diesel?
Things like, he's like, you're mad. I won't go that far. Or like if it's like 10 o'clock at night and like me and Joe be like, oh yeah, we're going out to get a milkshake or get some food or something like that. It'll be actually in disbelief and shock
that we're doing that.
It's 10 o'clock at night. What do you want to go out for? You're eating again. Fucking.
Dad, you know, I
like, so when you were 25, you didn't go out past 10. He's like,
I actually love him.
You want to go all the way to East London?
You're mad. So what about all that diesel?
I don't know why you don't stay local. It's fucking shit.
The office is here to film the podcast. Exactly. What do you want to do?
Exactly.
He wants us to pick it up.
Or like, he'll go like, another way to Oxford. And he'll be like, what you want to do is you go down to A40, Marylebone Road, do this. I was like, Dad, I'll just put it in my sat nav.
Yeah.
He's like, no, but like, obviously the quicker route. Yeah, I'm going to remember it all. Jesus, hard work.
Nah, I actually think that parents are actually all the same.
He's hard work, mate.
But your dad is something special. You know how many people, we've even got DMs on our podcast page saying people to get your dad on the
pod. Never.
It will never happen. But what do you reckon, yeah?
It'd end up getting me cancelled.
What do you reckon if we got a phone call? A phone call in would be all right.
Yeah, all right, I had the phone
yes!
call.
Yes! Hey, everyone.
What am I going to say, though?
Everyone needs to fucking thank me.
What am I going to say, though?
You've got to do something to round him up.
Bleep his name.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Bleep his name.
Bleep his name, please. We got him on the floor.
Yeah, but I don't know what to say to him.
All right, cool. Look. Wait, don't call yet. We got to think about this strategically because this is a big thing. This is a main clip, by the way. Big clip right now. So what I'm saying is...
Oh, if he's indoors, yeah, he always gets the littlest thing, yeah? So sometimes when I'm driving home and I'm going to cook food when I get in, I need to check if there's ingredients for the food I want to cook. So I'll ring him. He's sitting on the sofa. My kitchen's like, damn.
I know. It's
yeah, right there. I'll ring him and be like, can you check if you've got chicken, please? Oh, for fuck's sake.
Please.
Making me get up.
Please. And then make him sit back down and then ask him for something else as well. I'd say, go... Put it right in the fucking speaker. Can you?
You alright, John?
You alright? Are you at work?
You alright?
You alright? When are you at work?
Yeah, what's up?
When are you home?
I don't know, John.
I wanted to check if there's stuff in the fridge.
If
there was shit in the fridge, yeah.
What did you want to know?
Well, it don't matter, because you're not indoors, are you?
Yeah, but I remember that.
I wanted to make some chicken chorizo pasta.
There's two bits of chicken.
You got a good memory. I'm going to double check that when I go in.
Do you want to check it? Do you have a bet on it?
No, I ain't having a bet.
I know, because I saw your mum take one out this morning for Joe's lunch.
All right.
There's two bits left.
What about chorizo?
Chorizo?
Yeah.
There's none.
All right.
Anything else?
No.
A sweet corn?
All right.
We been to the gym?
Nah, I'm just finishing a podcast.
Are you not indoors then?
No, I'm leaving in a minute.
Yeah, all right then.
All right, sweet. See, he's calm today.
Fuck! He's on a good mood today. Hey, you know what? Today. This has got to be a segment now.
Well,
it's got to be
up.
A segment.
Ring
every week we got.
I got to catch him in a bad mood.
Have to catch him in a bad mood.
Have to.
No, but we found something new though. Listen, I'm saying every week we got to Johnny's dad segment.
Maybe.
Ring him up.
Maybe.
Until we catch him in a bad mood.
Yeah. Until he rings me up, John. But you can see in his voice how he was speaking it.
He would.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, he's actually a lovely guy. So
he actually is. Yeah.
He's such a nice guy.
Well.
Sometimes.
But yeah, I think we should end now. My dad not fucking giving us the buzz he wanted.
We'll get it next week, man.
We'll get it next week. But yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. Please, if you like, if you did, subscribe today. To join, I was about to say join the Kesarami. Join the Good Enough Podcast.
Yeah,
and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.